Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very important, serious subject for this season of the year. As we enter into the Christmas season, I believe we need to do so with a little wisdom and understanding from the Word of God about whose birthday are we celebrating. We have in our church each year, and have had for about 35 years, Jesus' birthday celebration. We have a large tree dressed out, trimmed out. We invite the church fellowship to select a gift for Jesus, wrap it, and put it under the tree. Never will forget, a number of years ago, Pastor Davis, I had a young lad say, Preacher, how do we get the gifts to Jesus? Do we just toss them up in there and he catches them? Explained to him that the gifts that are gotten placed under the tree opened are those things that can be used in the ministry of the church. And it's Jesus's church. It's for Jesus' ministry. And so it's getting gifts for Jesus. Amen. And the question, ladies and gentlemen, that we've asked for many, many years as we celebrate Jesus' birthday celebration, by the way, that'll be on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock of the 12th of this month. That'll be this Sunday week. And as we think about the celebration of Jesus' birthday, we give a gift. What if you'd have a birthday and you have all the folks come to celebrate your birthday and everybody gets themselves a gift, but you're the birthday kid, so to speak, and you get no gift. And yet we celebrate Jesus' birthday and do not give gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, the greatest gift that we can give is to give our hearts and our lives to ourselves.
Amen.
By surrendering our lives under the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if you've never celebrated a Jesus birthday celebration, let me invite you on the 12th of this month. That is right before us now, on the 12th of this month, Sunday the 12th, at 5 o'clock here at the church, First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. We'd love to have you join with us in that wonderful, high, holy time of celebrating.
Amen.
We'll sing Christmas carols. We'll open the gifts. We'll talk about how they can be used in the ministry. We will then go to the fellowship center, and we will celebrate singing happy birthday to Jesus and cutting a beautiful Jesus birthday cake and celebrating the birth of Jesus. I believe that's appropriate for what we ought to do as Christians.
Amen.
Celebrating
Amen.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and his birth. Pastor, as we think about Jesus Christ and asking the question, who is Jesus? First of all, I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, he is called God. Pastor, if you would take the time and look at Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8, and then John 1:18. If you'll find those two verses, and let's read them. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, while Pastor Davis is getting those verses, let me remind you that in the scripture, it says in Isaiah 9:6-7, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And in that text, ladies and gentlemen, it says wonderful. The word wonderful means supernatural. He is supernatural, and it is basically pointing to the ultimate coming of the Lord Jesus Christ through the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, where God breaks through the time for eternity and steps on the scenes of humanity and steps on the scenes of history by Jesus Christ coming, and it's God come in the flesh.
Amen.
But he is, the scripture says, he is called God. Read Hebrews 1, 8 for us, Pastor.
Amen. Hebrews 1 and 8 says, but unto the Son he saith, talking about God, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Absolutely. If you got John 1:18.
Amen. Amen. John 1:18 says here, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
He had declared him. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a Greek scholar to understand this, but I want you to embrace it. The word declared, we get our word exegete. The word exegete means to reveal, to make known, to show forth. And in John 1:18, the reason Jesus Christ came is to reveal, to exegete, to declare, to show forth who God is.
Amen.
And it's because Jesus Christ is God. And you know, we'll not take time to turn to it, but Pastor, you remember in John 14, where one was asking Jesus, you know, I've not seen God. And Jesus said, you've been with me this length of time.
Amen.
You've seen me. If you've seen me, you've seen God. And so the fact that Jesus Christ came into the world, ladies and gentlemen, is not a second God or not viewed as a third God. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, which is the triunity that is called the triunity of the Godhead. Some refer to it as the Trinity. It's the triunity of the Godhead. And Jesus Christ is virgin born. Therefore, he is very God, and he is called God. In fact, Pastor, if we had time, if I were teaching this in our college and university, and I do an entire semester on Christology, that's 16 full weeks, 3 hours a week, on just talking about who is Jesus Christ, we could go to dozens of other verses, some of which would be John 5:20, John 20:28, and also in Romans 9:5, Titus 2:13, 1 Timothy 3:16, et cetera, et cetera. So turn to 1 Timothy 3:16. We'll just read that one. There are a number of other verses, ladies and gentlemen. We're having to abbreviate some of the things that I'd love to be able to go into greater depth on as we talk about today. The question being asked, who is Jesus?
Amen.
Who is Jesus?
Amen. 1 Timothy 3 and 16. And it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
So who is Jesus? Jesus
Amen.
Christ is God.
Amen. That is God. Amen.
And so when we
Amen.
Celebrate the
God.
Christmas season, ladies and gentlemen, we're celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is God incarnate, God come into flesh, Jesus Christ coming into the world to reveal God to man and to redeem man back to God.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we celebrate as we celebrate Christmas. Not only is he called God, Jesus is called God, he is called the Son of God.
Amen.
The Son of God. Find Matthew chapter 8, verse 29.
Matthew 8, 29.
And there's a whole host of other texts that we could go to, but I simply want us to understand the seriousness of what we're talking about in relationship to who Jesus Christ is. He is God come in the flesh. And as we think about that, Pastor, I pray that our listeners will understand that we're not just celebrating the babe in Bethlehem. We're celebrating the creator controller of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is very God.
Amen. John 8:29.
He is called the Son of God.
And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?
I find it fascinating, Pastor, in that context, it was dealing with the demons that Jesus was casting out. And
Amen.
Even the demons recognize that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Yet we have a number of folks today that are in the world today as human beings, multitudes that are Christians even, claim to be Christians, that do not recognize and confess that Jesus Christ is God come into flesh, that he is the Son of God.
You know, that's what I have to wonder sometimes. What's the matter with some of these people?
That's right.
If the devils can believe,
mm-hmm.
and the book of James say that they tremble.
That's right.
You better believe to know and understand that they know him really for who he is.
That's right.
Now, what's the matter with your faith?
That's right.
If you don't believe to that end, and we're not saying you have to tremble.
That's right.
But you do have to give him godly reverence because of who he is. That means when you're giving him reverence, that means to hold him in the highest regard.
Absolutely.
In other words, there's no one else that should be more important to you as a believer in your life as the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the things, Pastor, you're speaking made me ponder for a moment. One of the best ways, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, to celebrate Christmas is to not just celebrate the beautiful tree or to celebrate the festivities that's available, not just celebrating the family being together, not just celebrating the gifts that's being given, but to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
And how do you do that? I recommend that you sit around the tree as a family and talk about who Jesus is, read some scripture verses, and then in a prayer of thanksgiving and reverence and recognition of who Jesus is, to honor him and to praise him and to have a prayer together as a family and to thank God that he loved us first and loved us enough that he sent his son, his only son, his only begotten son, the virgin-born son, to come into this world.
Amen.
I don't know
Amen.
About you, ladies and gentlemen, but I find it absolutely mind-boggling, if I can use that term, that God loved us enough that he was willing to leave heaven's glory to come to earth's gloom, to take upon himself the form of man. The word form is the Greek word morphe, the outward look, the outward appearance of man. And yet he is full divinity, and down the cross for your sins and for mine. That's just simply mind-blowing, as some would call it today.
Amen.
Ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, I can't fathom that, and will allow us to be called the sons of God ourselves as we serve him and worship him and honor him. We're brought into the family of God, and I tell people we need to recognize who we are. If you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior, we're king's kids.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
King's kids.
Amen. And then that very same Apostle John went a little bit further in 1 John, I believe that's 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's verse number 1. I'm not looking at it, but I think I can remember.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to use your method right now.
Okay.
Middle of the page.
Yes.
top left-hand column.
That's good.
I'm not quite as good as you are.
Right.
But here's what I want you to understand. That verse says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
Yes.
That we should be called the sons of God.
Yes.
Listen, he's calling us the same thing as he's calling his only begotten son
yes.
through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
right.
now that we've become believers and have received the righteousness of Christ,
yes.
amen, through, amen, the blood of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
And in Romans, the 8th chapter, it says that we are heirs, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In John
amen.
Chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus Christ came to exegete, to reveal, to show forth God. In the 12th verse of that same chapter,
he Amen.
Talks about that those that believe become the sons. That word is the little word huios, means the child, not talking about just masculine. The son, we become the sons of God as we believe.
Amen.
We're not the sons of God because we're church members or Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, etc. We're the sons of God if we've said yes to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we placed
Amen.
Our faith and trust in him as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to hear from you. A telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you jump in the dialogue and discussion, ask your questions, give your comments, give your insights. Do you think this subject is serious? Do you think it's something that we need to do? Is this something that is a missing element in so many churches and so many denominations and so many lives today that folks believe that they're okay, believe that they've bought a ticket to heaven simply because they're a good church member, because they go to church every Sunday, because they pay tithes and offerings, because, as I use the term, they don't cuss the wife, kick the dog, and beat the cat, but they say they love the Lord. They've never said yes to Jesus Christ. This is the reason it's so imperative, Pastor, that I believe people understand who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
As we said
Amen.
A moment ago, he is called God, he is called the Son of God, and he's called Lord, L-O-R-D,
Amen.
Lord. Look at Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Luke 2, 11. Luke 2, 11 talks about that, and I believe it's imperative that we understand it, ladies and gentlemen. In
Amen.
Fact, it's also found in Acts chapter 4, and while Pastor is looking that up, I will get Acts chapter 4, and we'll look at that also in just one moment. Read that, if you would, for us, Pastor.
Says here, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen? A Savior.
He's called Christ.
How wonderful.
Christ the Lord.
Amen.
The word Lord is the word kurios, means owner, master, controller.
Amen.
So he says, unto you this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It is the owner and master, creator, controller of this old world. And in Acts chapter 4 and in verse 33, the scripture says this, and when he gave great power to the apostles, witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. The Lord Jesus, it is spoken of. Jesus
Amen.
Christ is called not just Jesus, not just Jesus Christ, but he is called the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Lord. And this refers to God. In fact, when you look at the Old Testament, ladies and gentlemen, the word Lord always, listen carefully, in the Old Testament, the word Lord always refers to God in the Old Testament. It means owner, it means master, it means controller. In the New Testament, the equivalent of that is the word for Jehovah in the Old Testament. The word Lord in the Old Testament referring to Jehovah, the word Lord in the New Testament referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Both are synonymous. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. Jesus Christ is owner, master, and controller.
Amen.
Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is the creator, controller, and the comforter today for those that have said yes to him as Savior and as Lord. He is also called the Holy One in Acts chapter 3, verse 14. I'll turn to that quickly. Acts 3, 14, the scripture says this for our edification. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. This is talking about the message where that's what took place when Jesus Christ was crucified. He's mm-hmm. called the Holy One and the just. So that's another name. The Holy One is what Jesus is called. The just is what Jesus is called.
Amen.
I believe we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the need to recognize who Jesus is for this celebration of Christmas. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, there's a lot of people rejecting Jesus today, brother. There's a great separating of the chaff from the wheat. God is separating those who are his and those who are not his. And there's a lot of people who are going to be cut off. There's a lot of people taking this mark of the beast. I just witnessed to a pastor at Aldi's. I said, you're a pastor and you're wearing a mask and you took all four to jab? I'm like, are you crazy? Don't you know what the Bible code says about that? And he didn't even want to hear it. And there's a lot of people that are not representing Jesus Christ today in this earth, brother, and they're going to be cut off. The branches are
Absolutely.
Going to be cut off. God showed Amen. Me a vision.
Absolutely. Our listeners need to understand that just saying Jesus and knowing who he is, just using the name Jesus and not knowing him personally, just celebrating Christmas and not knowing the Christ of Christmas is all kind of vacuous and void and useless and hopeless. So I am thankful that you recognize that.
Yes.
And I pray, it's our prayer and the purpose for this broadcast today, that it would bring people to a greater understanding of who Jesus Christ is, especially this Christmas season. Thank you so much
brother,
for your call.
Brother.
Go ahead.
Brother, I just got one more thing to add. I thank you for your radio show. I think radio program. I tried to get on Jimmy Swagger to tell them about the Bible codes because they're flip-flopping about the vaccine, the mark of the beast. And I told, and they wouldn't even let me get on the radio program, but they laughed at me. They shot me down twice.
My.
So I just want to thank you and your program, and God bless y'all very much. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about who is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
Talking about that and with Pastor Davis today. Pastor Davis, he is called God. He is called the Son of God. He is called the Lord. He is also called the Holy One. We just read that a moment ago in Acts chapter 3 and verse 14. Also in the Old Testament, Hosea chapter 11 and verse 9, the Holy One is referring to God. Therefore, we understand that Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Come into flesh to reveal God to man. John chapter 1, verse 18. He is also called, I like this, he's called the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
Somebody said on one occasion, Pastor, what does it mean, the Alpha and Omega? That's the first letter and the last letter in the Greek in the Greek alphabet. He is the first and the last, and I put it this way, and everything in between.
Amen. That's right.
Everything
Amen.
In between.
Amen.
The first and the last is the first and the last letters in the Greek alphabet, but Jesus Christ is sandwiched in between. He is all and all. He is all in all. And ladies and gentlemen, that's our prayer today, that you'll recognize who Jesus Christ is as the first and the last, as the Alpha and the Omega. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Well, you know, in context of where we are in the culture today and society today, I think a lot of the problem in the pulpit, the problem with those that believe that they are believers but do not actually have a relationship with Jesus Christ, fits into that that 2 Timothy 3 context. You know, this knowing the last days, perilous times will come. By the time you get down to verse 5, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such an eternal way. You know, it fits because we have so much of this within the pulpit. They're talking this social gospel. They're talking cultural Marxism. They're talking anything and everything other than the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And also, I'd encourage everyone, open your scripture today, so turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and just read through. And tell me if it doesn't fit the culture that we're in today. You know, everybody wants to get, you know, 2, 4, 6 years of degree behind them. However, verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Doesn't that fit with the culture? Verse 3, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Every day, Christendom is under attack. Does that not look like what the scripture says the end times will look like? But back on point, if you don't recognize Jesus Christ as Lord, you're going to be denying the power thereof, the power of the scripture, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of God himself in your life.
Amen.
Greg,
amen.
You're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. He's in the southern tip of heaven up in Tennessee. Greg, do you have snow and ice today, or what's the weather like up there?
It is beautiful, and it feels really hot. It's like in the low 60s, so it feels kind of hot today. It's supposed to be freezing, frosty, you know, snow on the ground, so we're missing the snow. It's just a few weeks till Christmas.
Well, I tell you what, I'm thankful that you're there, not me. When it gets under 70, Dad freezes. So.
Oh, goodness.
But I'm thankful. Thank you so much for you joining the broadcast and for your insight, very, very insightful words. But I've used the term, Greg, and perhaps you've heard me down through the less than 100 years. Either Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all.
Amen.
The impossibility for a person to say, I'm saved, and keep that little closet over here that's yours, or keep this little activity over here that's yours, or keep this thought over here, compartmentalizing Jesus in the heart. You can't do that. Either he is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. And there's some folks theologically, doctrinally, biblically that will debate that subject. And I love to debate that subject because that is absolutely biblical. It's an impossibility to say, I love Jesus, but if it rains, I'm not going to go to church. I love Jesus if, and but. How do you respond to that?
You're absolutely right. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. But, you know, in keeping with the season, I'd encourage folks to recognize the real reason for the season. As much as we put up a Christmas tree and we give gifts to one another, realize that gift that was given us over 2,000 years ago with his birth and 2,000 years ago with his death, his burial, and resurrection, that should be front and foremost in everything that we do in the season but throughout the year.
Yes.
Sit down with your family this season and read through one of the Gospels and the story of Jesus Christ, but don't stop. Don't stop at his birth. Keep reading.
Amen. 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 And you know, Dr. Youngblood, I thank Brother Greg for what he had to say right there, because that's so important for us to know on today, all about Christ Jesus. And because of the situation being such a controversial subject with the church on today, that's why the church has become a weak source in the world.
Absolutely.
So we're not standing for Christ like we should be standing. We're divided on simple issues such as foot washing, you know, communion, you know, and even some even denying that Christ ever came. Well, how can you be a Christian if you don't believe that he was ever born into the world?
That's exactly right.
Amen.
Greg, thank you so much for joining the broadcast and for your insightful, spot-on statements on that. Pastor, as we continue to think about who is Jesus, I like to think about the fact, and I'm just going to quickly cover this part because our listeners need to understand this. Jesus is omniscient, that is, he's all-knowing. Jesus is omnipotent, that is, all-powerful. Jesus is omnipresent, that is, ever-present. Jesus is eternal. Jesus, that is, no beginning and no end. Jesus is immutable, that is, unchangeable.
Amen.
Jesus is impeccable, that is, sinless. Jesus is holy, according to the Scripture. So we take all of those and lump it together. All of those are attributes of God. And that points to the fact that Jesus Christ is God, come into flesh, died on the cross, shed his rich red royal blood for sinners such as I and such as you that's listening today, that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. What's your dialogue and discussion on this subject? You have any questions in relationship to what we've said or what you need to know? What does it mean, Pastor, that Jesus Christ is omniscient, that is all-knowing? Turn in your Bibles, if you would, for me, Pastor, and read John 1:48. John 1:48, very fascinating text in relationship to that. He asked a question. The only way he could ask the question is because he already knows the answer. That's because he is omniscient, all-knowing.
Amen. Amen. John 1:48. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
That's right. There's some that do not recognize that Jesus Christ is all-knowing.
Amen.
There's not a secret. There's not one thing we can say, not one thing we can do that's secret, that the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is God, he's all-knowing. He knows it all. He is omnipotent. That is all-powerful. In fact, in Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
We need to understand, Pastor, and our listeners need to understand, Jesus Christ is all-powerful, including the power to create. He created everything. Pastor, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Take that minute and share with our listeners today what they need to understand about Christmas, who Jesus is, and how it needs to be celebrated.
Amen. Well, let us know and understand, amen, that it's very important for us to believe in Christ.
Yes.
Because the scripture says, thou shalt be saved.
That's right.
And if we walk down the Roman road, amen. I like that.
That's amen. Right. Amen.
In Romans chapter 10, amen. You believe with your heart and confess with your mouth.
That's right.
Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Then the Bible promises you that you shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But know and understand that if you do not understand, 1 John 5 and verse number 10 said, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son.
Amen.
The scriptures are the record. Believe in the scriptures. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to wish for you and your entire family a holy, blessed Christmas. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
Yeah. With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.